Episode 2846, Walk in Confidence.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. I hope you're having a fabulous start to the beginning of your week. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and I really want you to take time to feel inspired, to feel encouraged, to go the next mile. It's that one step at a time that leads to miles of greatness. Walk in confidence. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by Roots and Halos Press. Confidence isn't walking into a room thinking you are better than everyone. Confidence is walking in without comparing yourself to anyone. Walk in confidence. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. Just let that sink in for a moment. Nobody can be you but you. You have your own fingerprint, your own gifts and talents. You have beautiful hair that God knows every single fiber, and your own purpose in life. Stand tall because of who you are and who you are becoming. Remember, change is a constant, right? And we are always evolving for better or for worse, hopefully for better. But we are who we are, and we are who we are becoming. But in living life's adventures, you have to keep pressing toward the goal, your dreams, your mission, your purpose. Walk in confidence. I got to say that you need to buy into what you have to offer this world. Hook, line, and sinker. Did you ever think of yourself as a salesperson? I never did. But you know what? If you know what you're good at, if you know your gifts and talents, you don't have to sell. It's called confidence. You're not sitting there ruffling your own feathers going, hey, look at me, look at me. That's not who you have to be. No one can do what you can do. You have gifts and talents that you are to use and to be used in this world, and the world that you touch needs you. You can't forget that. Nothing is more contagious than confidence. Are you willing to give that away? I know that sounds kind of strange, but when you walk in confidence, you know who you are. It gives you that peace of mind of saying, I got this, but I'm still working. That doesn't mean that you're perfect. It doesn't mean that you have all the answers. What it means is that you know who you are. Now, if anybody else has problems with that, they need to look in the mirror themselves, because that's where the issue starts for them. But for you, my friend, you can wear confidence well. Also, now, you have to lead with intention when you do this. Who are you trusting in your everyday? I know you're probably thinking, oh, my spouse, my family, my good friends. I love what Jeremiah 17, verse 7 says, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. Remember, just because you have confidence doesn't mean it just comes from you. It's none of your own making. When you place your confidence in God, nothing is impossible. Nothing. Now, that doesn't mean life is all roses and rainbows, but it does mean that you do not have to live in fear. You do not have to live in comparison. You do not have to live in rejection or in anger. You do not have to live in failure. You don't have to dig that ditch and like, oh man, I just can't get out of this. You can walk in confidence. So today, I want you to make a pact with yourself. Be intentional with the thoughts you think to yourself. Yeah, our destruction starts between our two ears. It's our own thoughts. It's the silent whispers called our thoughts. We don't share them with anybody. But we share them with the one that matters most. It's ourselves. And what you say to yourself echoes and echoes and echoes. And to change those echoes, you have to be louder with what you want to hear. That's better. So you have to be intentional with the thoughts you think to yourself. Make room to wrestle with the lies and expose the truths. Seems a little bit backwards, doesn't it? Usually we're wrestling with the truth to expose the lies. But no, I'm here to say you got to wrestle with the lies. Because unfortunately, there's a lot of them. There's battles that we have to fight. But in the midst of all of that, you expose the truths. There you will continue on your miles of greatness. Walk in confidence. God's got you. He's carrying you. My prayer for you today is that He will hold you up to the heavenly standard as you live out your life here on earth until He calls you home. Go out, my friend. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.